Okay, Sam? I mean, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to. I mean, that's okay, right, Harris?
No, Victor. I say to you all now, to all of you, that this will be the ultimate joining of man. Parent and child. Humanity and Godhead. Cynthia, come. There's no shame, no sin, no guilt. Just the final break with the old world. As night falls, a new day begins. A day of unity. You belong to us forever. Come to me, my love child.
I'm struggling in there.
You know what? You know what you are, Stern? You know what you are? You're the Antichrist.
What?
Yes, that's what you are. You are the motherfucking Antichrist.
Danny, take it easy.
Unbelievable. All right, now this next song, join me in singing. Love to have it. Say you, say me, say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park. From behind the walls of doubt, her voice was crying out.
Thank you.
took a moment and I'm realizing that you're not coming back. And it finally hit me all at once, all at once. I started counting teardrops and at least a million fell. My eyes began to swell and all my dreams were shattered.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff. rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. I know everything hasn't been quite right with me, but I can assure you now, very confidently, that it's going to be all right again. I feel much better now. I really do. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently, but I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission, and I want to help you. Dave, stop.
everybody's going out and having fun. I'm a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, be some way that I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past, find someone new. I've thought of out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. There must be some way that I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about my past, find someone new. I can't get over how she set me free.
Exactly where they're heading.
What the fuck happened? What about Sims? What happened to Sims?
Duncan. They killed him.
They got the plane.
Tell me, Skip. What kind of a Keystone Cops operation you guys running here, huh? And you little shit, you got my agent killed.
Hey, he brought a gun on the plane.
If I knew the way you guys run things, I would have gone and bring a fucking Uzi on board.
No one carries on these flights. No one. He brought a gun on board and he got himself killed. And in doing so, he compromised the safety of my men.
Your men are incompetent. They let themselves get taken over by a bunch of thugs and chains and cages.
I'm not going to stand around and listen to this shit.
Guys, let's work it out.
So, what do we do now? What's the plan? You do have a plan, don't you?
We're working on it. Contingency plans for something like this don't exist. The situation's never been contemplated.
Well, you better start contemplating, because this is a situation that needs to get unfucked right now!
I want a chopper. Make that a fuel. They need to be armed. I don't care if it's National Guard, Air Force, whatever. Just get in here and get in here now.
I'm black at Mom when he's burning with a fever. A strange dog howls when he's lonely in the night. A woman go crazy with the thoughts of retribution.
Bulletproof vest! Great flick! Great friggin' flick! The guy is brilliant! Hey, what the hell's going on? Hey, what the hell are you doing in here?
Party's over, Biff. Sorry, ladies.
How'd you get past my security downstairs?
It's a little matter we need to talk about.
Yeah, money, right? Well, forget it!
No, not money. Gray's Sports Almanac.
You heard him, girls. Party's over.
Start talking, kid. What else you know about that book?
First you tell me how you got it. How, where, and when.
All right. Take a seat. Sit down! November 12th, 1955, that was when.
November 12th, 1955, that was the date I went back. That was the date of the famous Hill Valley lightning storm.
You know your history? Very good. I'll never forget that Saturday. I just picked my car up from the shop because I'd rolled it in a drag race a few days earlier.
I thought you crashed into a manure truck.
How do you know about that?
My father told me about it.
Your father?
Before he died.
Oh, yeah, right. So there I was, minding my own business. This crazy old codger with a cane shows up. He says he's my distant relative. I don't see any resemblance. So he says, how would you like to be rich? So I says, sure. So he lays this book on me. He says, this book will tell me the outcome of every sporting event till the end of the century. All I have to do is bet on the winner, and I'll never lose. So I say, what's the catch? He says, no catch. Just keep it a secret. After that, he disappeared. I never saw him again. Oh, and he told me one more thing. He said someday a crazy, wild-eyed scientist or a kid may show up asking about that book. And if that ever happens, thought it would be you.
Yeah, well, Biff, you're forgetting one thing. What the hell is that?
Oh, you're dead, you little son of a bitch!
Thank you.
Superman.
You're damn straight. So this goes to all my freaks out there. Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
He's right about Tulsa, Tony. You know what you get when you spell Tulsa backwards, don't you?
I'm done. No.
No, I don't.
Think about it.
Okay.
Now last week, I was watching TV. And I watched a 53-year-old man come out here who has more loose skin than a Shar Pei puppy come out here and say he's still the man. I seen Ric Flair, number two, the Nature Boy, come out here who's been the butt end of all the jokes because he's supposed to be the limousine riding, jet flying son of a gun. But I'm saying one time, you should have took a cab and use that money to fix your crooked yellow teeth. So I had to ask myself, if WCW was gonna hire the Nature Boy number two, why wouldn't they hire the Nature Boy, the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers? Now I don't know that Buddy Rogers is dead, God rest his soul, but Ric Flair, your career is dead. And I know as he lays 6 feet under, he's still styling and profiling, because when you used your little brain and stole his name, there's one thing you couldn't steal, and that was his class. So when you walked down that aisle last week, I know I wasn't alone, because the people at home, all they did was grab their remote, change the channel to the WWF and watch Stone Cold, a person you and your old friend fired from here because you're a jealous old bastard. So Ric Flair, remember this. In this wrestling business, there's never been a bigger ass-kissing, butt-sucking bastard in this business, but also in life, you're the biggest ass-kissing, backstabbing, butt-sucking bastard. And you belong where you're at in WCW, because WCW sucks. And so do you, me. I'm just going to stay right here in the NWO for life.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky, but 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die, but 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go. Thank you very much. I want to do another song here featuring the harmonica, and then I want to get the stool there and sit down and do some slow ballad type songs that we wanted to do for this album and especially for you. What do I do with my list over there? My idiot sheet. Throw it in the floor, didn't it? How you doing, Shirley?
This is bad, Perry. We gotta go. We gotta roll out of here before the cops come. Come on.
Nix. We go right to the cops.
Oh, exactly. To the cops who have no trouble believing that she broke her neck before you shot her in the head.
What? Come on, we gotta go.
Oh, God.
We gotta go.
Oh, God.
Go, go, go.
Oh, God. All right, we're out of here.
Gotta go, go, go.
Okay.
Yep, where's my gun?
Give me my gun.
No, I got rid of it.
Say again?
Yeah, I threw it in the lake because I figured you wouldn't, I would. I got priors in New York, so I really can't, I can't be messing around.
You threw it away?
Yeah, plus it's evidence.
You what?
Watch it.
Okay, relax. Okay, oh, no, I'm sorry. I got a little nonplussed there.
Okay, cool. This is crazy. I understand. No, just relax.
Whoa, what is that? Is that a clue?
What do you mean?
Do you see that?
In the thing?
Can you... Ow! What were you thinking? My $2,000 ceramic Vector my mother got me as a special gift? You threw in the lake next to the car. What happens when they drag the lake? You think they'll find my pistol? Jesus. Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are.
I've held it all inward. God knows I've tried. But it's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulders, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Now I'm over 30, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Stalker in history on Shane McMahon. power single. The long pole and the run is, my God. Oh, shit. No, my God. Don't do it, Shane. Don't do it. Oh, my God. Shane McMahon just put his body and soul on the line to drive his body through the Big Show's. And look at the broken wood, the broken bodies. And both men are down, and the referee is counting. Holland puts Shane over the can of the cream.
Now how fair is this?
It's not very damn fair, but it's here only to the strength of ten. I think the Big Show has been counted out. And Shane McMahon has done it. My God, Shane McMahon has
here
done it.
Here is your winner.
See the remains of the 500-pound Big Show.